Ian Shepherd. Capital Breakfast.
Up next, the Vodafone Big Top 40 number one from Lucas Graham. They've literally been plucked from obscurity. No one knew a couple of weeks ago who Lucas Graham were. And then suddenly, bang, Lucas Graham is actually a band led by frontman Lucas Graham. I feel as though they could have been a bit more imaginative with the name. That's my first criticism. My second thing that I slightly question is the genre of music, or what they call their genre of music, more specifically. You'll know if whatever you use to sort your music, iTunes, Windows Media Player, whatever you use, when you have a track, it'll say like the title, the album, how long it is, and at the end it'll say the genre, like what it is. If it's rock, is it pop, is it blues, is it metal, whatever. Apparently Lucas Graham's music is ghetto pop, which I've never heard of before. Ghetto pop. Keep that in your head, right? What do you think ghetto pop would sound like? A little bit heavy? You know, have a bit of attitude? Be a bit ghetto, bit G? You know what I'm talking about? Ghetto pop. This is not ghetto pop, is it?
Ben Shepherd.
I think the only way that you should be a hipster, right, and grow one of these really long beards is if you can do certain things. I don't know, like change a tyre, build a fire, something like that, or fell a tree. Like, do you know what I mean? If you want to look like a lumberjack, then you should be able to act like a lumberjack as well. And to be fair, I would fit the criteria, because I can do all that stuff. I can build a fire, I can change a tyre, I can even fell a tree. Issue is, though, I can't grow a beard.
Ben Shepherd.
So yesterday, I headed over to Sheffield, the University of Sheffield. My girlfriend was going to go and look at a course there on an open day at the university. We went on this little tour around the building, and they showed us all these bones, which I got quite excited about. And the guy, the lecturer, just started asking people questions. And no one seemed to answer. You know when you're in one of those situations, no one seems to answer. Everyone seems to get a little bit nervous. So I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose. I'm not here as part of this course at all. So he pulled out this skull of this animal and went, does anyone know what this is? It's a small species of what this animal is. And I was like, is no one else gonna have a bash of this? So I just went, is it a whale? And he was like, yeah, correct. It's a whale. What part of archaeology are you interested in? I was like, I don't know. I'm just here as support. And he was like, well, you should reconsider your options. And I was just dead chuffed with myself. And to be fair, I do feel pretty proud, because I finally lived up to my name. Not my normal name, Ben Shepherd, but my middle name, which is pretty unbelievable, really, when I tell you. My middle name is Indiana. So I thought, you know, I've lived up to Indiana Jones here. So from now and furthermore, I shall be known as Indiana Shepherd.
Ben Shepherd. Capital Breakfast.